3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Wednesday the 2nd of November. It's Eating Healthy Day. Happy birthday, Lucy Hawking, Danny Cipriani, David Schwimmer and Nelly. There have been 1 million Irish passports issued so far this year. That's a record number, beating the previous record of 935,000 in 2019, and with 2 months still to go. Catherine Bannon, director of the Passport Service, says the level of demand was one of the reasons that the service experienced delays earlier in the year.
We've had a huge amount of demand this year. So to issue 1 million passports, we've never done it before, and we've done it in the first 10 months of the year. So it was just demand that was unprecedented and that was a result of global occurrences, and I think that many of the industries faced very similar challenges, but we still managed, despite that, to issue 1 million passports to Irish citizens.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says the reason for heightened demand is partly due to the COVID pandemic and partly due to the reopening of international travel. With the Passport Office's online system, renewal requests can come from anywhere in the world, so high-speed printing is essential, and with new equipment they can print up to 7,000 passports per day, as Passport Office spokesperson Flannan Gleeson explains.
It really depends on the demand and applications coming in. So we tend to do a couple thousand passports a day. Like with the online service, you can apply for your passport anytime, anywhere in the world. So we're constantly getting applications to be processed.
With COP27 starting this weekend and the ongoing energy crisis, there's been a new focus on the profit margins being produced by energy companies. The oil giants' profits have skyrocketed to over $8.2 billion this year after seemingly managing to capitalise on both the war in Ukraine and the poverty of millions. And Joe Biden has already taken a proactive stance.
Rather than increasing our investments in America or giving American consumers a break, their excess profits are going back to their shareholders and they're buying back their stocks, so the executive pays are going to skyrocket. Give me a break. Enough is enough.
Meanwhile, Greta Thunberg made an appearance on BBC's The One Show to address the climate crisis. You won't catch her at COP27, though. The climate activist said she will skip next month's summit in Egypt, criticising it as a forum for greenwashing.
There's just no option of giving up. I don't see that as an option. So it's just, we have to continue.
Russian claims that Ukraine is planning to use a dirty bomb in the occupied territories has now led to the International Atomic Energy Agency visiting sites in Ukraine to check for radiation. President Zelensky has said that Russian forces have seriously damaged about 40% of Ukraine's energy infrastructure with missile strikes and drone attacks. There are also fears the Russian president could use nuclear weapons as his forces continue to lose territory in Ukraine, which they captured earlier in the invasion. But Boris Johnson says Vladimir Putin would be crazy to escalate to nuclear weapons.
He will not want to lose those. And my question was, do you fear that he could use a tactical nuclear weapon?
I don't think he will. I think he'd be crazy to do so.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro finally made an appearance on Tuesday evening. He lost the presidential election late on Sunday night to Lula da Silva, and his failure to concede has led to protests and blockades from his supporters. When he finally did speak, he still didn't formally concede and still doesn't call it the winner. He did, however, commit to following the constitution, and Brazil's Supreme Court released a statement after his speech which said that he had in fact formally conceded.
I want to start by thanking the 58 million Brazilians who voted for me on October 30th. As President of the Republic and a citizen, I will continue to fulfill all of the commandments of our Constitution.
Still to come in Smart 7 Ireland Edition, Champions League highs and lows, and an unlikely I'm a Celeb contestant hits the headlines.
Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back.
Tuesday night saw the final games of the group stages of the Champions League for Liverpool, Spurs and Rangers, with manager Antonio Conte watching from the stands in Marseille. Spurs left it very late to win the game, with a 94th minute goal putting them 2-1 up and finishing top of their group. Rangers lost 3-1 to Ajax and finished the group stage with no points. Liverpool faced Napoli, also hoping for a big win, and they got it, finishing 2-0 winners with 15 points in the group for Jurgen Klopp's 400th game in charge.
Boys played a good game. They just played a good game. Very, a lot of courage. I saw the bravery, just going to challenges, make a proper fight of it, and yeah, and then two set pieces bring us to 3 points and 15 points in the Champions League group is absolutely insane.
Ever wanted to see Matt Hancock eating a kangaroo penis? Well, now's your chance. The I'm a Celeb lineup has been announced, and this year it's getting political. The former UK Health Secretary and still a Tory MP is the 12th contestant entering the jungle. He's already had the whip suspended for signing up to the ITV show, and now he'll have to face the gruelling Bush Tucker trials. And Anne Widdecombe sounds like she'll be voting for him. The MP and former Tory politician is not impressed.
As far as I'm concerned, no serving MP should disappear onto a reality programme, whether it's Big Brother, whether it's Strictly, whether it's The Jungle, for weeks on end, which is what it is, unless of course he gets kicked out early.
It's a fairy tale, but not as you know it. 15 years after Giselle got her fairy tale ending in Disney's Enchanted, Amy Adams returns to the role in the upcoming sequel, Disenchanted. But she's learning happily ever after isn't all that it seems. The princess and her husband, played by Patrick Dempsey, leave New York and move into the suburbs, where Adams transforms into a villain after a wish goes horribly wrong. You can catch the fantasy movie streaming on Disney Plus from the 24th of November.
As you can see, Giselle, everyone has their place once you've found where you fit. Monroeville can be whatever you wish.
I wish for a fairy tale life.
Remember, happily ever after, it's not always that easy.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favor and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.